And now it's time for Training Camp Today with Neil Roberts and the Minnesota Vikings.
The Vikings are making some national headlines, especially on the offensive side of the ball, with vaccination news and other things going on. Joining us now is Kevin Seifert from ESPN. And Kevin, some wild times down here.
Absolutely. We just went through a week where the Vikings didn't have three of their quarterbacks on the field, including the starter, Kirk Cousins. And so that, no matter what the reason is certainly going to put a hiccup in your development of your team. I mean, they're signing guys off the street and they're using coaches to throw passes during drills to keep everybody on their pitch counts. And so because of it being related to not being vaccinated, it draws attention to the fact that there's not a lot of quarterback depth, at least proven depth, on this team. And the Vikings could very easily find themselves in a very similar situation, depending on how the protocols go and how they're followed during a time when the games actually count.
All right, good stuff, Kevin. And hey, we'll talk more on the offensive side of the ball when we come back.
Summer is almost gone, which means it's time for back-to-school shopping, winterizing your boat, and Minot Minotauros hockey. That's right, hockey season is here, and the Toros are ready to battle the rest of the North American Hockey League for the Robertson Cup. Tickets are just $8, the lowest price in the Central Division. Season tickets start at just $200. Bringing a group of fans from out of town? Call 701-852-0101 about group, hotel, and ticket rates. For game schedules and more, visit gotoros.com. Toros Hockey, charge ahead.
It's an SUV kind of summer, and Four Bears has your chance to win. Play the slots to qualify for a 2022 Hyundai Palisade being given away on August 27th. While you're there having fun, check out their new Vegas-style sportsbook and earn a chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas. Contact the Players Club or Sportsbook or visit FourBearsCasino.com for more details. Four Bears Casino and Lodge, your oasis for fun, 4 miles west of Newtown.
With ESPN's Kevin Seifert. And Kevin, you know, that third receiver spot seems like such a giant leap from Thielen and Jefferson. And some people say, oh, don't worry about it, it's the third spot. How much is that going to really factor in? But you look at, like, the Cleveland Browns last year. They were down both their wide receivers for a while. All of a sudden, that does play in. And I feel a lot better now with the fifth-round pick out of Iowa, signing D.D. Westbrook. They've got some undrafted free agents like Kroll here as well. So I think that wide receiver room starting to add some really formidable depth.
I think it has, and if you're looking at the big picture from the Vikings, you also have some good pass-catching tight ends in Irv Smith, and you have to remember Dalvin Cook might be one of the best pass-catching running backs in the NFL. And so while, you know, everybody's kind of focused on receivers, and understandably so, they at least have that luxury that they have some really formidable people at other positions as well that can contribute in the passing game.
Kevin, thanks for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right, Kevin Seifert with us, everybody. Hey, that concludes this one. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by Minotauros Junior Hockey, by Four Bears Casino and Lodge, by Newtown, North Dakota, and by Fisher Industries. We like the tough jobs.